This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. 19-year-old Derek Sweeney is relieved to be home in Jefferson City after being detained for a week in a Cairo holding cell. Sweeney, along with three other Americans, was arrested for allegedly throwing firebombs at police during a protest in Tahrir Square. Sweeney says they were threatened violently and beaten by Egyptian authorities. However, Sweeney is now back safely in Jefferson City and spent last night celebrating Thanksgiving with his family.
Just being at home and seeing familiar things and of course, a family, it's an overwhelming peace.
Sweeney's mother, Joy Sweeney, is thankful to have her son home.
We're all just trying to figure it out right now. We're a strong, faithful family, and we stick together and we support each other as well. We'll work through all the things that ensue.
For now, Sweeney plans to return to Georgetown University and hopes to eventually pursue a career in law. Insurers have spent about $1.13 billion in claims tied to the Joplin tornado, and payouts continue to grow. The head of the Missouri Department of Insurance, John Huff, called the tornado the largest insurance event in Missouri history. The Joplin Globe reported that numbers don't reflect uninsured losses or properties that are underinsured. The Joplin tornado damaged 7,500 residential dwellings. A panel of Missouri appeals judges responsible for drawing state legislator districts does not plan to hold public meetings while reaching its decision. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the six-judge panel decided it would not operate in public sessions. The Judicial Commission is responsible for developing new districts because state redistricting commissions deadlocked this summer. It accepted public testimony for a day in October. Missouri's open meetings law requires public bodies to post meetings notices and start in sessions open to the public. They can vote to go into a closed session for some discussions. The judicial panel's legal advisor is Missouri Solicitor General Jim Layton. Layton says the Judicial Commission is exempt from the meetings law because the Constitution allows redistricting commissions to hold executive meetings. The tons of food scraps and other trash thrown away at MU's dining halls will soon help grow the vegetables the students eat. Bradford Research Center has unveiled a 2,400-square-foot device called an aerated static pile. It will turn leftovers, napkins, and other trash into compost. The compost will help grow vegetables at the research center, which will be used at dining halls. Bradford Superintendent Tim Reinbott says Rollins Dining Hall and Plaza 900 began the project earlier this month. Reinbott expects all 9 dining halls to participate next semester. The Columbia Tribune reports microorganisms break down the food scraps along with horse bedding. One of the device's 5 stalls will hold a week's worth of waste and should break down in 4 to 5 weeks. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.